What it takes to stay in the farming and ranching game. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Keeping the eye on the prize is not a passive exercise. Marty Matlock is a professor of ecological engineering at the University of Arkansas and was the featured guest in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action.
If you want to be farming in 5 years, and if you want your kids to be farming in 20 years, you got to pay attention to the challenges coming, because they're not the challenges your grandfathers faced. They're harder, in some ways more intractable, because they're related to global access to markets, related to global reputation of production, as well as, frankly, changing climate conditions.
Matlock advises commodity growers how to become resilient and sustainable in today's market climate. He says it really boils down to one of the simplest lessons in economics.
The value of our products and the input cost are the two things that determine whether you stay in business. Fundamental lemonade stand at the corner for the kids lessons. If it costs more to make the thing that you're selling, you're not in business very long. Figure out how to manage input costs, because the variability of input costs are going to increase. That's efficiency of use.
Learn more at the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.